Enslave Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always great to be with you. Please make sure you share these broadcasts digitally with liberals. They need to know how they are screwing their children's future up. And we're going to help with that information today because in this version of the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and that's Doug Thornton, not to be confused with Doug Hagman, but that was my senile mind that said that the other night on TV. But anyway, Doug Thornton and I are going to talk about all the nice things the Democrats do, their virtuous behavior, the fact that they run a scandal-free government. And we want you to take this and please share it with a person voting Democrat, and especially someone that has kids and grandkids. Let's show them what they're doing for their kids. I think it's fitting. It's poetic justice. Anyway, before we go to Doug and we commence this version of the Doug and Dave Intel Report, need to let you know that we're brought to you by the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. Now, what is that? That's what you're going to need if the grid goes down for any length of time. You'll have to scavenge water. Do you want to just use any filter or do you want to use number one? They're number one. They have the research to prove it. They haven't raised their rates and they still have a sale. The Alexa Pro Water Filter. This is a fantastic device, and I recommend you get one for everyone in your family because grid down is coming, folks. Grid down is coming. And we're going to hit some pretty, pretty tough stuff today, and I'm telling you, the Democrats are not going to leave power. They're not going to leave office peacefully. They'll take the grid down. They'll launch nukes against Putin. They'll get us in a war. They'll do whatever they got to do. You better have water filtration. So go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. And along those lines, MPS, our storable food supplier, they too have not raised rates. They too have fantastic staying power. They're one of the few left in business. Most of them have sold out to the government. Well, gee, why is the government storing food? What do they know that we should? So I suggest that you get as much as you can. People say, how much? There's no amount now. It's as much as you can get. Restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. Lots of diversity in the food. Go to foodwithdave.com. So just like the food, the water, no raise in prices, okay? Sales for both, waterwithdave.com, foodwithdave.com, and then finally, Noble Gold. Listen to me, Noble Gold, I've been with them now for 5 years. Oh, wait a minute, I've been a customer for four, but I have to say this. Past earnings are no guarantee of future earnings. And you take a risk whenever you do something financial. Now, having said that, leave your money in the banks and yeah, take a chance, right? 1929, does that ring a bell? I know my family was a victim on my mom's side to that. I don't know if you guys know this or not. We were relatives of the Ford family. They're distant cousins of mine. And they knew our side of the family really well. And when the crash came and they lost everything, our family lost everything, did Henry Ford and his people help? Who are you? We don't know who you are. So don't take that chance, folks. Go with Noble Gold. They'll help you diversify and protect your nest egg. You can get a free information packet sent to you, and that's free. And they won't bug you. You'll have to call them. But you can get that at goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. Well, those are the sponsors for the first part of this show. And I'm going to bring Doug on here. And Doug, we don't have long enough to do a show on Democratic Party corruption and perversion and just moral turpitude. But we need to give something that our audience can hand off to a Democrat and say, this is what you're supporting. I really can't wait to get started.
Well, it's good to be on with you tonight. You know, for some of the most latest things, Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, I think it's John Durham's newest case where he's exposing the lies of James Comey and Robert Mueller, which, you know, I question, will they actually be investigated and prosecuted? Probably not. But, you know, we now know that the FBI, through the Democratic Party, was trying to pay what's his name, the Russiagate guy,
Christopher Steele, I think you're talking about.
Yeah, $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million.
Yes, sir. $1 million.
You know, it's never even talked about in the news anymore. That story lived for about 30 minutes, and then it died. But, you know, now January 6th committee is going to drag Trump through the fire. And they're going to investigate every little thing that he's ever said or done or looked at or thought. You know, and look at our energy. What energy we have left. Our natural resources are being drained. Our military resources are being drained, sent overseas, not coming back.
Yeah.
Prices are increasing. Food distribution is getting low. And they say, vote for me. I'm about to start World War III. You know, I say that the Democrats have the world stacked up against them, but the Republicans aren't doing them any favors by, you know, making them look worse because the Republicans are being, you know, just as bad. I don't know. We got so many war hawks.
I know.
We got so many rhinos.
Yeah, we'll get to the rhinos in a second. But, you know, speaking of imposters, and that's what a rhino is, I want to talk about the biggest imposter that's out there. And she, too, is a Democrat. She, too, is for late-term abortion. She, too, is for taking your guns despite being a veteran. She, too, embraced all the radical Democratic parties. And she was trained by Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum. Need I say more? We know who we're talking about, right, Doug? You know who I'm talking about?
Yep.
Tulsi.
Yep.
Tulsi, I'm pretending to be conservative Gabbard, and I can't believe the people writing to me, oh, she's so wonderful, I'm glad she's seen the light. BS. There was a little election in American history called the 1912 election, and this was Taft and Roosevelt not agreeing on who should be the candidate. They split the Republican vote. When Roosevelt didn't get the nomination, he decided to run as an independent. And they got that scumbag in Woodrow Wilson, who brought us wonderful things like World War I, led us into war. He brought us the Federal Reserve and the graduated income tax. And that's because of a split vote. Listen to me, folks. Listen. She's quit the Democrats, but she's not declaring Republican. She's going to run as an independent in 2024 and split the Republican vote so someone like Hillary Clinton can become president. Don't believe her rhetoric. I mean, she can cite the Constitution all she wants, but why didn't she follow it when she was in the Democratic Party? She's an operative, and she's going to be well rewarded for this. Remember, she's Klaus Schwab's little girl, trained specifically by Klaus in the Young Global Leaders Training Program. So that would be my first real scandal I want to throw out. Don't believe her crap. She is a Trojan horse.
Well, you know, I don't want to say that she's lied about her military career. She was in the Army National Guard. But, you know, she's always talked up as being a combat veteran,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, it, I don't know, I guess knowing what I know, that she was logistical support when she toured Iraq. And did you know that she was a military police officer and that she also worked in the Psychological Operations Command for the United States Army Civil Affairs? So we have a person who's running for president who doesn't know if she wants to be a Republican or a Democrat, who her last unit was Psychological Operations.
And she's playing it well.
Yep.
The Democrats, they're maniacal. They brought us to the brink of World War. You know what? They were doing that crap when you ran for president, Tulsi, for the Democratic Party. They were doing the same things then. So what's changed? Nothing, except you're playing a game. They made a deal with you to go away and stop distracting. Let Joe step in, and you'll be the distraction, and you'll end up with a cabinet post in 2024. That's the deal I believe she's made.
Well, you know, she's for ending the Federal Marijuana Prohibition Act. You know, she's for a lot of things that aren't really good for America. And that's her liberal leanings.
She's a Democrat.
Yeah. All day long, she's a Democrat. You know, she is going to be one of the white horses to ride in whenever we have this next presidential debate. God willing, we actually have it still. But she'll be in there drawing the votes. And I think that's her goal, is to draw the votes away from other people, just like how Bernie Sanders was. You know, Bernie Sanders obviously beat Hillary, obviously beat Joe Biden, but never got it.
Yeah, well, yeah. The Democrats cheat on their own. Stanford did a study, and I published this, and they found that, okay, they did exit polling on the Democratic Party primaries. And when Bernie won, the exit polls reflected the voting results very accurately. When Hillary won, the exit polls were totally off. They predicted Bernie won, and she won. And what was the one variable that Stanford found? In the primaries that Bernie Sanders won, they did paper ballots. In the other primaries, they did the machines.
Yep. And, you know, with Homeland Security stepping in to take over part of the election security, especially with the DHS director that we have right now, I just don't have faith in our system. I know you don't. I don't think anyone else really does. I don't have faith in our votes. I think the integrity of our voting system has been smashed and is not being put back together the way it should be. I don't think people have confidence in their ballots. You know, already there's ballot harvesting going on already. There's people who are getting ballots from other states that they don't even live in anymore. The whole system is screwed up. And I think that's another reason why they're going to try and replace the whole thing. And that's going to be with the whole online voting thing.
Oh, what could go wrong?
Yeah, at that point in time, it's controlled. It's completely controlled.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let me go to another scandal that's brewing. And this is news breaking. I've already done a piece on this on YouTube, but I thought it was important to bring it up here. In Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler, Harvard graduate, need I say anymore, Harvard graduate, he says, we got to get the homeless out of sight, out of mind. I mean, we can't have them panhandling, can't have them be seen. They smell bad, they're stinky, they poop on the sidewalk. So we got to do something with them. Doug, this is frightening. He wants to establish 3 mega camps, and the power of the state gets to confine these homeless people to these mega camps. And let me give you the first thing I think is wrong with this, is the middle class is under attack by failed Biden energy policies. More and more people are one step closer to the street. And some people, through no fault of their own, will soon be homeless that weren't previously, and they could be subject putting into a mega camp. This scares me. Does this remind you of any regimes in the past?
Only a couple. But, you know, let's talk about Portland for a second. Portland is the ideal city for the Democrats. Anarchy, no rule of law. Same-sex marriage is now becoming a dominant feature. You know, the Democratic policies of, you know, calling good evil and evil good. They're overall, I guess you could say, anti-law enforcement and anti, you know, Americanism. And not everybody, and I understand that. But, you know, I mean, look at your city councilmen and women. You know, they, Dave, we have an anarchist state. That is Portland, Oregon, Salem, and Eugene.
Salem. Stop and think about that for a second. How appropriate is that?
Well, you know,
as in Salem witch trials.
Yeah, yeah. But I believe in Hebrew, Salem actually means peace, which is the complete opposite of what Salem is. Let me tell you my experience driving through that state, gorgeous state. But you, when you travel underneath some of these overpasses, there are literally tents piled on top of each other all the way to the white line, which is the outer boundary of the road going underneath the overpass. And these guys will be sitting there with fires underneath the overpass right in front of their freaking tents that are obviously not fire resistant. And, you know, just tripping out on whatever drugs they could get their hands on, you know, fighting, raping each other. We dealt with that stuff all the time. The hundreds and thousands of hypodermic needles just cascading from one city block to the other. Portland actually had to hire a group of janitorial persons who would follow the crowds of homeless people around and would sweep up and clean up after them. I joke you not. So, you know, that's your future if you vote Democrat. Your future is a transient, drug rage infested and fueled society that wants to kill each other, that wants to completely dismember the Constitution. And what are we going to look like? You know, at that point in time, the gulag would be better. But I think they're trying to make it to the point where you do get out of the cities. You know, the more people who are conservative that get forced out of the cities, then the more of a larger vote for the Democrats that they retain. So, you know, and it's a simple tactic. Make the city so abhorrent that the people who actually care about the country leave. And that way everyone else who's within the major portions of the city will all vote blue. And, you know, that's the way the state goes. Because if you get outside of Eugene and Portland, Oregon, the rest of the state, you know, for the most part, is highly conservative, especially if you start heading towards the eastern side out there towards Idaho. It gets fairly conservative. I think people are afraid to fly their Trump flags, to be honest with you. And I don't blame them. The government there will literally send Antifa after you. But, you know, that is America if we don't get our act straight. That and we expect these people to be able to juggle nuclear war. They can't even protect themselves. They can't even protect their own civilians that they're supposed to be over. And we want them to police the world. You know, how do we expect politicians to police the world when they say defund police? You know, how do we expect politicians to defend us against radical terrorism when they fund radical terrorism within our own boundaries? You know, how are we supposed to keep the sanctity of life whenever they push for abortion 24/7? We and you know, I know some people say, well, we can pray and we can you know, we can reverse this, and I'll never take God's power away from them. Who am I to even think like that? But all I can tell you is historically, it's not going to pan out well for us if you really want to go back into the Old Testament. Once we become a reprobate nation, God gives us over to our sins. And then God typically sends a conquering army to destroy. So, you know, God always seems to push you to the very last extent of where you literally have no more options left besides death or salvation through God. And I hope America doesn't get to that part, because if so, Dave, there's a very small percentage of people who are going to get the salvation part.
I think in many ways we're already there. I know you spent a lot of time in Portland during the Antifa riots when you were with DHS, and you've seen the lawlessness, but this is scary with these camps. I mean, I'll just be honest with you folks. I'm saying concentration camps. There's a definitive move among the Democrats and who they truly represent, which is the World Economic Forum and those globalist forces. They want depopulation. They've said it. Believe them. And I interviewed Alex Schadenberg for a TV show, and that interview is going to air this week. And Alex covers euthanasia, and Canada's really bad. The power of the state. They can kill someone just because the state says so. Someone can be in a bad state of mind, say, yeah, I think I should just die, and they'll be happy to oblige. And now they want to do, euthanize babies, so it's not called partial birth abortion. This is coming into Washington, Oregon. They can euthanize you for mental illness. It's scary. Here's what the whole thing adds up to, though. With massive abortion, with the euthanasia that's being done now, unbridled in many places, they want to depopulate. This is the purpose. So when I look at these homeless people going to these camps that are proposed by Ted Wheeler, the mayor, I can't help but believe these are eventually going to be concentration camps.
Well, the people that he's talking about going, I mean, that's not the mom and dad who lost their job during COVID. We're talking about people who are, you know, severely mentally impaired because of narcotics or whatever mental ailments that they had previously that was then only confounded by narcotics. But you know, listen to this. Multiple shootings have already occurred in Portland when President Biden recently went there to visit. One man was killed and another was shot by responding police officers because he was chasing people down the street with a knife. That is every couple hours. Can I tell you a story? I want to tell you a funny story. One of the last times I was there, I believe this is when I was just a supervisor. And me and another supervisor are sitting in one of our unmarked vehicles. We're going to go pick up lunch. And we're listening to the Portland radio band. And as we're listening, to Portland Police Department, and they're having calls for service, it went a little bit something like this. All right. Their control, or, you know, their what we called a mega center, but their call center, their 911 operators, said any available unit, there's a guy running up and down the street naked with a machete attacking vehicles. All right. I heard this 911 operator request any available assistance like 8 times in a row, and it was just dead silent. And it's probably 1, maybe 2 in the afternoon. There's at least 800 to 900 cops that are on duty. So no one even wants to roger up for the call because this happens so much, and they already know the outcome is that they're going to be filmed. They're going to have to get into some sort of physical confrontation with this guy. He's probably got AIDS or HIV because that's extremely common there. And the moment he arrests them, this guy will probably be well known, and he'll go and get fingerprinted, put into jail, processed, and out within 30 minutes. And it's just a revolving door. Worst case was they took his machete. But I remember this call going out, and we were kind of, me and my partner were sitting there like looking at each other laughing. Like, man, is anybody going to pick up the call? And the call becomes a little bit more frantic. Hey, this guy's jumping on cars, trying to kick windows out. So eventually you hear this poor guy, Roger, up, and he's like, whatever his unit number was, I'm a block away, I'll go to the call. And we're like, you're a block away? You're 30 seconds of a drive away, and you let this call go out for like 2 minutes unanswered, an emergency call? And then you hear two guys that are working highway, they're working traffic, and they're like, hey, we'll be, you know, headed to that call, but we're working traffic right now, and we'll be caught up for about 15 minutes.
Someone else can kill them. Someone else can kill them first.
And then almost immediately, there's another call. Two guys are stabbing each other in the park across from where the naked guy with the machete is. And so this poor guy is just sitting there going, show me on scene already. I'll just never forget the way this poor guy said it, because I could just imagine he probably just opened up his lunch and started eating when this happened. You know, but this is the reason why cops were dropping like flies, because you can't sustain that type of mental fatigue 24/7. You're going to lose your security force, your police force. Well, when you have the cronyism, the anti-law enforcement mentality, when you have the just absolute, you know, backbiting politicians there, well, cops will stop working. They'll collect the paycheck and they'll just ignore the crime. And people will, complain about that all they want until they go and do the job. But let me tell you this much. Eventually, they won't work. And then who's going on the call? Because the moment you decide to become vigilante hero and take care of the problem yourself, those politicians who hounded law enforcement to the point that they couldn't do their job are going to lock you up for every single criminal offense that is on the book, and then the perpetrator will still go free. That is the future of America. Look at New York. Look how great this is going for New York or Chicago. You know, all I could tell you, Dave, is that the future of America is not in the mega cities. The future of America needs to be away from the suburbs, going back to the rural country, getting a little bit away from your neighbor and their problems, and they don't have to hear yours. I think that's the future, but, you know, look at how much land isn't available anymore. We're about to have a housing market collapse because the economy. I was reading the other day that 2023, the housing market's going to be worse than 2008.
Oh, yeah. There's no question that's coming. I would say this. I agree with the destitute homeless will be in some of these camps for Wheeler and Portland. But I think anyone that's caught on the street is going to be incarcerated. I don't think it's going to be just – I think they'll grab the obvious ones, of course. They don't know what day it is, and they're peeing on themselves. But they're going to get anyone that's in that skid row and anyone who looks like they're homeless. And that's
well, you know what that reminds me of? It's not going to be a homeless camp. It's going to be a penal colony. And when the Russians started to really lose bad with Operation Barbarossa, you know what they ended up doing? Emptying out prisons. They emptied out prisons, put them in front of their battalions, their brigades, and gave the prisoners light machine guns and ammunition, and told them, comrade, move forward and shoot. If you turn around, you will be shot. If you survive, you won your freedom. Could you imagine that could be the future of a World War III with this type of political system? Because I do. I absolutely do. I think they would turn people into slave force almost immediately. I think people would be, you know, disappearing in the middle of the night for organ harvesting.
That's happening already. That's a big business. Listen, the cartels are already doing the business at the border.
Yeah, we've known. We've monitored it. You know, some law enforcement agencies actually do their job. Most law enforcement agencies actually do their job. It's the higher-ups who become a bureaucrat that are the ones who always insert their nose where it shouldn't be, and always screw up the operations. But honestly, I don't ever expect that to change. It didn't change under Trump. It didn't change under Bush. It only got worse with Obama. And holy cow, how could it get any worse with Biden? You think Biden will win two terms? What do you think?
It depends on what respect you're asking me. And here's what I mean by that answer. There's been nothing to correct the election faults. And so the Democrats, at least what I'm told by the experts, can steal up to 15% of a deficit. So I think the answer is yes. I think there's a problem here. You know, let me tell you about an interview I saw, and the Democrats are already preparing to steal. And I'll give you an example. Gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans, Carrie Lake, was on CNN with Dana Bash. What a great name for her. This woman's most obnoxious interviewer I've ever seen. She brings on Carrie, and she tries to make the whole interview about her saying the 2020 election was rigged and false. And what she said specifically was, well, let's not talk about end result. Let's talk about what happened in Maricopa County that shouldn't, like people getting 7 ballots from the Democratic Party, my opponent, the Secretary of State, letting Republican ballots run out for early balloting in August in Pinal County and in Pima County. And she said, well, she apologized. Yeah, that makes it right. And every time Carrie Lake tried to say something, she kept saying, well, you're an election denier. You're an election denier. And you know what? Hillary Clinton was an election denier. Stacey Abrams today is an election denier. They are bringing on these candidates, and this is now their new smear tactic. They deny elections, therefore they're conspiracy theorists, therefore they shouldn't get votes and they can't be in office. They're preparing to cheat, and they're laying the groundwork through their media to do this. The cheating is going to be as bad or worse than it was in 2020. They've done nothing. They've done nothing to correct this. And so we get, I mean, look at it this way. 90% of the country is unhappy. Okay, why are at least 40% of those voting for Democrats? That doesn't make any sense. What is wrong with these people?
Well, you know, these are people that are grown men who are claiming that they're pregnant, or that they could be little girls who play with dollhouses. Or these are, you know, these are mentally deranged people. Mentally deranged people who I believe have been given over to their sins, who have been given over to a reprobate mind. And unless God intervenes in their lives, these people are going to continue to vote devilishly. You know, I'm sure someone will probably say I'm a religious fanatic for saying that, and that's okay because I am. I am a fanatic for Christ. But, you know, we as Christians eventually have to take a hard stand. You know what I mean, Dave? We eventually have to say, to including the brethren that are within our own movements, to including the Republicans who claim to represent us, that you are either going to stand on the line with Christ or you're going to be in the Antichrist zone. And if you're going to be in the Antichrist zone, which means you're going to support abortion, which means you're going to support taking away our self-defense, more or less trying to enslave us, shut down free speech, then I'm not going to vote for you. The problem is there's so many stupid sheeple out there. Obviously, no one listening to this show. But there's so many stupid sheeple out there who just believe whatever Fox News says. Hey, can you believe CNN had this great article on today? You know, I mean, they literally believe everything that they read on the internet. Very few people will actually go and look up anything. Very few people will actually try to investigate for themselves because they expect us to do it for them. You know, they expect us to do it for them, or their favorite newscaster to do it for them. And then, you know, what are we doing? You know, because at that point in time, you need to learn what Operation Mockingbird was. But once again, for those of us who know the history about the actual PSYOP, that is the presidential elections, it's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow. I don't believe half of what I hear, and then I question the other half. You know, and once again, between the Republicans and the Democrats. Still, nobody's trying to sue for peace, you know, between NATO and Ukraine and Russia. Nobody wants peace. You know, it's either it's the Republicans who want war, or it's the silent Republicans that are not saying anything, letting the other Republicans say that the party accepts that they want war. You know, and that's BS, because that's not reflective amongst the American voters.
I saw something in Sean Hannity the other night that resonated with me. He was saying we need to get rid of the Democrats, but he said to you people who would be rhinos, we're warning you. We're holding you accountable, too. Yep. To do anything politically, though, after the election, it would take a recall. Most states have recall, some don't. But that's a really difficult burden. It's very difficult to do. And what people don't – this is what I said beginning around the first of the year. I said we need to unelect almost everybody. There's a few exceptions to the rule, but not many. And I said if we get rid of the rhinos now in the primary – we can have fresh meat to run against the Democrats in the general election. And now we're paying the price. You've got the Journalism Competition and Protection Act, and it's an act designed to put you and I out of business, Breitbart out of business. There won't be any more alternative media. It allows antitrust exemptions for price fixing on advertising with big tech and major media, and it also allows for collusion with censorship. And Ted Cruz now supports it. John Kennedy supports it. Rand Paul's on the fence. Cotton is against it. But the bottom line is we see a lot of Republicans lining up behind this bill that's passed out of committee. And it's a communist bill. It's a total First Amendment violation. It violates Antitrust Act. But this is the Congress that we have. We have traitors. Mitch McConnell is not funding 8 senatorial races that are winnable right now. He's helping the Democrats. Now, why would he do that? Because the Chinese gave the Democrats COVID so they could change the election laws and steal the election. Why would they want to do that? Because Trump balanced trade in America's favor against China. We built up our military in the South China Sea. We stopped any notion of Chinese expansion into Taiwan. And so they wanted Democrats. So who did they get elected? Joe Biden, owned by China. Hunter Biden, his son, owned and blackmailed by China. And then Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's wife, her parents own the 6 major ports in China, and he makes $25 million a year on this business arrangement. And he never sticks up for Taiwan. And now he's sabotaging the Republicans because he's truly working for China. It's not just the Democrats he's working for. Ultimately, he works for China. And this is what people, you people out there who are liberals listening to this now, I would say go check it out. Check out Secretary Powell when she was the Secretary of Transportation. Check her out. Check what her parents do. It's all public record. And look at her husband's maritime business in Asia, sponsored by the CCP. We can't win like this.
Well, do you know who Matt Walsh is?
Yes.
So Matt Walsh, God, he must have tweeted this out back in early August. He said that leftist activists can come to your house with bullhorns. They can film you in the bathroom. They can loot your business. They can burn down police stations, and the FBI does nothing about it. But if parents, conservative parents, raise their voice at school board meetings, they're hunted down as terrorists. And I remember him saying that the law is dead. I think this output, this comment, this point of view is shared among most conservatives now. So, you know, if all we have to run for president is the establishment, is everybody going to vote for the same sucker every time just because they're the only choice? Or is it going to take new blood to run? And who is brave enough to do it? You know, I think Americans have to eventually divorce themselves from the Democrat and the Republican Party. You know, I mean, I would love to see a recall of almost every single person. There's maybe 4 left that I actually trust in the Senate. But, you know, recall almost every single politician to include Ted Cruz. But who's going to run? Who wants to donate the rest of their life to go living in the swamp? You know, swimming with the crocodiles. I think that's another one of the problems. That's another calamity of America.
I agree. It's not going to get fixed the way that the system is set up. To change what's going on with what you're alluding to, it would take making corporate campaign contributions illegal and a felony, and immediate sentence to minimum of 5 years in prison. And I don't even know if that'd stop it, but I'm saying that's the kind of law it would take. You know, there's some moral turpitude I want to talk about to the audience, too. I'm not making this up for sensationalism, but let's talk about the morality. You got the president's son and all his sexual and drug exploits that he gets away with, all his insider trading, selling secrets, using his dad's name, using Air Force Two to transport stuff to Wuhan. A lot of people think he transported COVID back in 2014. I'm one of those people. But then you have Biden, who's blackmailed by Ukraine. He's blackmailed by China because of Burisma, because of those connections with COVID. And that's one thing. But let's get down to the moral depravity. Hunter Biden's moral depravity has been well cataloged. But Joe Biden, I mean, the diary, his daughter wrote in a diary that was sent to Project Veritas. To their credit, they didn't use it. They said, we don't need to do this because we're going to deal with political issues. But I beg to differ. I think it should have been used and prominently displayed, although we know what's in it, because it speaks to the moral turpitude of Joe Biden. And in this diary, his daughter alleges he took showers with her. Okay, and then we look at border enforcement. You don't get across the border now, for the most part, unless you have a color-coded wristband on, and that tells the cartels how much you owe. They traffic people into killing them for organs. They traffic them into sex trafficking and children as young as 5 or 6 in that endeavor. There's drug mules that they do. And this is all sanctioned by the Biden administration that wants a totally open border. This is the moral depravity. And folks, this is you Democrats who are listening to this broadcast, your kids are inheriting this stench. And by voting Democratic, you're allowing it to perpetuate. Doug, you got any comments on that?
Well, I mean, it absolutely does. And the mismanagement of our economy. I want to give you some facts. The Civil War. Okay. So when the Civil War happened, America's economy was like 25%. What was it? God, I can't remember. 25% of the total public debt or GDP. What was 25% above where it should have been. So, you know, being broke even. World War One was about 30% above. And then World War Two, and you'll notice the increase in this. In World War Two, we were almost 125% above GDP. So now, where are we at in 2022? We are approaching I think 135 to 140% above GDP, which means that we are so many trillions of dollars in debt that even if we got China to sell every single thing that they had, every single spoon and chopstick and grain of rice, we would not pay off our debt. And because of that, because of the historical statistics that back this up, this is why we're going to go into a war. Every time the economy looks like it's about to crash, and what happened in World War II, you know, we're talking about Great Depression era, not just in America, but also in Germany. You know, the stats don't lie, man, and you're a statistician. The stats don't lie. You can't deny the math.
No, I agree, but I think the underlying reason that we're going to see what you're talking about is so the Democrats can stay in power. Nancy Pelosi said herself about 2.5 months ago that if we lose the midterm, we won't leave office because the Republicans will destroy democracy. What she's saying is it'll take physical force to remove Democrats who've lost an election.
Yeah, I agree. And I think until we can prove who is on whose side, we should completely, and this is just me being an isolationist, I think we should almost completely abandon foreign policy altogether. Because it's not working.
George Washington said that. He said, avoid foreign entanglements. He said, particularly in Europe. And so we're about ready to get into our third world war because of Europe.
Yep. Has nothing to do with us. They need to fix their own problems. They need to negotiate with a guy who's got the better hand in the card game. And they just need to cough up and pay Putin what he wants. That way you can have heat and energy and oil for your country. Or you can starve and freeze to death and see how that goes for you when the people are outside your governor's mansion tearing it down for wood for their fireplace.
Yeah, but I look at – you opened up a can of worms there. First of all, we're in the war in Ukraine because Biden and his son are blackmailed. That's why. Zelensky would spill the beans. I recently published again for the third time on the Common Sense Show a series of meetings that took place at the end of the Obama administration, and they brought people in from Ukraine that were prosecutors to train them how to prosecute Burisma and Rosemont Seneca without ensnaring American politicians or their family members. I had the itinerary. They flew in from Frankfurt. I had the hotels. I had the federal officials from what departments they were with and where they did these seminars and what they were about. And it was all about obfuscating the truth that would connect the Bidens, Mitt Romney, Paul Pelosi, John Kerry's son, all these people to Ukraine. Biden is totally compromised. He has to give Zelensky whatever he wants, or the beans are going to get spilled. Also, too, Biden can't move to protect Taiwan in an affirmative matter, limit Chinese power, because the Chinese have the goods on him and Hunter as well. We have total treason in the White House. And as a result, Joe Biden's being blackmailed by the WEF to go along with the climate agenda. You know, hey, tear everything down, build back better, you'll own nothing, and you will love it. And this is what we have been handed. And in fact, if you look at Germany, Doug, and France is protesting, Germany is about ready to riot, the Europeans are sacrificing their population for this winter, where millions could die from exposure and starvation, and they're sacrificing them on the altar of the green climate change cult. Let's do away with all energy, even though we have nothing to replace it with. This is insane. In fact, last week, Russia offered to send natural gas to Germany, and their leaders refused. It was like, go ahead, kill our people. We're not backing down. What kind of depravity is that?
Well, it's pride. It's one of the many fall downs of the sinful nature of man. You know, the hubris, the pride, the lack of common sense that is going to be. You know what's funny is that these people who make the supreme decision for every single person in their country are the ones who are typically the most wealthy, who have their own armed bodyguards, who already live in mansions with servants. And have more cars than, you know, typically most people have kids. And they don't worry about this stuff. You know, they don't worry about this stuff. Why should they? You know, it's you poor people who vote for them. You know, as long as they can appease you with a smile and a nod and a cheerful attitude, they're going to do it. And I don't know. You know, I don't understand. You know, Macron, the socialist president of socialism France, he said that, and it, you know, I don't think he's wrong in saying it, but I'm also just holding my tongue on this. But he said that even if Russia uses a nuke in Ukraine, that he will not use a nuke. So now this dude, who is hardcore leftist, he's freaking hardcore anything new Green Deal, New World Order puke. And now they're all trying to eat him alive on media because he refuses to use nuclear weapons, knowing that nuclear weapons are going to be hitting his country. And France ain't big enough to go and hide in with the amount of nuclear weapons that Russia has. So, you know, tactfully, it's a good decision not to say yay or nay of what you would or would not do militarily as a leader. However, you know, I think he said it with some intent, honestly, to save his own ass. I think people in Europe are terrified of Vladimir Putin in an honest manner. I think they're actually terrified of that man because he holds all the keys. He really does. He's got the blackmail. He's got the military numbers. He's got the nukes. He's got the oil and the natural gas. You know, what do all these other countries have except for bureaucrats? So Putin has the upper hand. You know, I mean, I know they say all the time that Russia's getting destroyed. You know, and I think they have taken heavy losses in Ukraine. But if Putin wanted Ukraine, he would be from the eastern side to the western side in less than 96 hours, and that country would be flying Russian flags everywhere if he wanted to. But he doesn't, which always makes me wonder, why is he holding back? He's being embarrassed upon the world stage. Unless it's the simple fact, Dave, that this man doesn't care what these pompous idiots who all think men can be women and women can be men think anymore. And if that's true, then, you know, I'll honestly say that I am even more worried now about Vladimir Putin. Because if Vladimir Putin is actually sane enough to contemplate war and to strategize his way through this war, then he's going to make the anxious members of the West show their hand. He's going to bait them into this fight. And then he's going to have every reason for why the nuclear holocaust will happen. And no one can refute it.
Yeah, I tend to agree with what you're saying. It's rumored, too, he has cancer, and that makes him more desperate. The best-case scenario is the oil oligarchs depose him because they're losing money hand over fist in Europe. They wanted this resolved by the winter season. And the oligarchs once took him out of power for 10 days. I put up a milk carton on my website, 1-800-CALL-THE-KREMLIN, if you've seen Putin. And that was in 2014. And yet Putin came back, and I think they're ready to sack him. I've been told by my military sources that the assassination of his two major of his advisors was not Ukraine or the CIA, that it was an inside job done by the oligarchs, just sending him a message. And in fact, a guy named Kasparov was on Brian Kilmeade on Fox yesterday. Really good interview. He ran against Putin at one time for president. And he said there are coups that are forming against Putin. And I've been predicting this for about 6 months. The Russians would have taken a quick and dirty war to get what they wanted. But they're not willing to sacrifice their oil industry and their natural gas. And that's what's going on. And that's probably the best possible of all scenarios. But here at home, I think we can sum this up by saying this. The Democrats will lose the election. Can they cheat enough to overturn enough to maintain power? If they do, you can expect purges to take place in this country, real political persecutions with fatal consequences, because this is who they are. When they act like Bolsheviks, you need to believe them. Doug, we got about 30 seconds left, and make your final comment, and then I want you to tell people how to listen to you.
My final comment is to remain a Christian.
Yep.
If you don't like the way all this is going, don't vote. And I know people are going to argue with me when I say that, but remain Christian. Mm-hmm. Because salvation is of the Lord, not the Republicans and not the Democrats. And neither two of these parties are portraying a Christ-like attitude. So I don't support it, Dave. You can find the American Vindictus show.
I agree. What, okay, tell us where you find the show.
You can find the show on gsradio.com. If you go to www.americanvindictusshow.com, just scroll down on the first page. You'll see all the affiliate links that are out there that I'm on all the different podcasts, obviously. I'm back on YouTube today, officially. Baby is out of the corner. And I'm also on Rumble and Heroes Nation and thecommonsenseshow.tv.
Yeah, very good. Good advice about the Lord Jesus. We're not going to win this battle on our own, folks. That's out of our reach, and that's why we need spiritual help. I totally agree with Doug on that. And on that note, we just wanted to give you a view of what is running the country, the moral depravity, the political corruption, and we barely scratched the surface. But you get the idea. Play this for a liberal. Thanks for joining us. This is Dave Hodges for Doug Thornton here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and we'll see you back here again next time.